Stay with us throughout the week. The Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. First up, all the way down from Cambria, we always appreciate any time we get to spend with Kak Young, a woman who has done much in her life. And in between doing all these events, she's managed to crank out a number of books. Kak Young, good to see you.
Thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
What's the weather like up in Cambria?
Well, same as Napomo, 6 drops.
That's it.
All
right. Well, hopefully we're going to get some. Now, you've cranked out a number of books, including Heart Easy and then 21 Days to the Love of Your Life.
Yes.
Well, how do I get your books?
Well, you can go to my website, which if you want the long way, it's 21daystotheloveofyourlife.com. Or for just your special friends, Dave, I have a shorter website, and that's 21daysLove.com.
How many websites do you own?
Oh, about 4.
Remind me, what's with the CAC? You probably told me before.
Well, it's Celtic.
Okay. There's got to be a story.
Yeah. I have various different stories depending on how gullible somebody is. But okay. I like you, so I'm just going to tell you the real thing. It's Celtic and it's CAC.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
What's your middle name?
It was Sheila.
CAC Sheila Young.
Yes.
Who are you named for?
My mother's sister, who's an Irish Australian.
Oh, okay. I can spend the whole 4 hours just talking to you. You've had a fascinating life. Now, and people who haven't heard you on the show before, this is just a brief reminder. You've been up in Cambria about 10 years?
10 years, yeah.
Spent a lot of time down in Los Angeles.
Yes.
As I recall, you had a heart attack.
I did.
And that obviously changed your life.
It did. It changed my life hugely.
How's your health today?
It's perfect. It's wonderful.
But you haven't slowed down at all.
No, I haven't. I eat right.
Yeah. You look great.
Thank you. I cook very carefully, and I take care of my heart because it's probably the most important reason that I'm still around.
Meaning? What do you mean?
Meaning that on the physical side of having a heart attack, it certainly sobers you up really quickly about what you're doing.
I bet.
And what you think you were doing. I thought I was eating right. I thought I was doing everything right. Now, I've added a lot more exercise to my life, and I've added really strict guidelines for how I eat and where I shop and what I put in my mouth now, because I realize I have to help my heart. It's going to tick for me, but if I don't help it, it might just pass out one day and not continue.
Diet and exercise go hand in hand. You have to do both.
Yes. Absolutely. You cannot sit and be a couch potato and expect your heart to say, oh, I'm loving all this lack of exercise. It's a muscle. What it does is work, and you have to work it if you want to pay attention to your overall health.
Let's talk about 21 Days to the Love of Your Life. Tell me about your relationship with Dick Clark.
Okay. Well, I worked
for Dick Clark.
The Dick Clark. Yeah, yes. Okay. Yes.
Right.
I worked for him at his little office on Sunset for a long time. I was kind of a part of the founding staff of the American Music Awards years 1 and 2. I did a lot of rock and roll shows with him called the Rock and Roll Years.
Yeah.
We did In Concert for ABC, did a lot of music.
But did you do any of the blooper shows?
No, I didn't do any of the blooper shows.
Yeah.
No, I just did the hardcore music shows.
Okay.
And worked with a lot of stars. And one of the people that I worked with was the fabulous Charlie O'Donnell, a famous announcer. He announced game shows. He announced the Emmys, the Oscars, and he did a lot of those shows. And he was a friend, which is how 21 Days to the Love of Your Life got started.
Okay.
Charlie had lost his wife, and he was very sad, obviously, and we worked closely with him, and I watched him, you know, become sadder and sadder. And then one day I ran into him on the street, and he looked great, and he was all sparkly and happy. And I said, hey, Charlie, you look great. What are you doing? And he said, well, I've been taking care of myself, and I decided that it's time now for me to really look for another relationship. And so he'd read a magazine article on affirmations. And he had constructed a system for himself that he would sit down every night and write out all the things that he wanted in a mate. Now, some of them were carryovers of the good qualities of his former wife and some of the things he wanted to experience. And he showed me this yellow legal pad that was just all dog-eared and worn, but all of his handwriting was in it. And he said, and so now I'm ready. Now I've said what I want, and I'm going to wait and get it. So I said, wow, that's great. And lo and behold, not long after that, Charlie met and married a friend of mine that I had known in the medical world, and they had 21 very, very happy years. So Charlie passed the system on to me when I was working too hard and not meeting anyone, and I also found a relationship based on doing this discipline.
Well, but why 21 days?
Because Maxwell Maltz in the 1970s says it takes 21 days to change a habit, to create a habit, or to change a habit.
21 days,
that's the process that the mind takes to take in new information and integrate it within your system.
All right, but now I need more here, Kak Young. 21 days in terms of, okay, I'm now going to go look for somebody. It takes me 21 days to realize that, or 21 days to find somebody?
21 days to get yourself ready.
To get yourself ready.
To go out there
and
attract the right person.
Okay. So it's just 21 days of prep.
21 days of self-cleaning, self-knowledge, and specifying what it is you want in your life, what you're looking for, who you want to accept. And it doesn't start with tall, dark, and handsome. It starts with core qualities of the kinds of things that you value in a human being that you see yourself spending the rest of your life with.
What if you don't know?
Well, that's what the process is all about, and that's why I wrote it. Because when I sat down to do my own work, I found I wasn't clear on certain things.
Sure.
And as I went deeper, and that's why it's 21 days, Dave, because for 20 minutes a day, you sit quietly and you write down the things that you want to create in your life with respect to a relationship. And there are days when you say, well, I said that yesterday. Why am I doing this again? And you keep at it, and you never fail. 21 consecutive days is the key, because then the habit changes. Then your mindset strengthens, and now you've got the background and the courage within yourself to go out and find what you want. Hmm. It's like ordering a pizza.
Yeah, but here's the deal, is that you can spend 21 days figure out what kind of pizza you want, but if there's no pizza place in your town, you're not going to get pizza. So I guess I come back to you, Kak Young. You can spend 21 days getting yourself ready to find your soulmate or love of your life, but if there's nobody out there,
then you move.
Oh.
You have to be sensible.
You know where the water is.
Exactly. But look,
that may be part of the 21 days.
It is.
I live in San Luis Obispo. I may have to move to a larger city to find the person I'm looking for.
You may, but you always start in your hometown first, because that's where you're comfortable. That's where you're known. Don't take off and say, oh, it's someplace else. No, it starts with you. It starts inside. It's a matter of the heart, and it's a matter of discipline. The people who have worked this system cover to cover, done it, followed my instructions, have found a mate. That's 100% true. The people who have not done it correctly, who have not done the 21 days, some have failed. Some have also found mates. But the ones who've done it, well, religiously, have gotten married.
And how long does it usually take?
Well, it depends. I've had people work the system once, and they found somebody within 6 months. I've had other people have to work it twice, but they got clearer and clearer. And those people landed the mate of their dreams because they were clear. They knew what they wanted.
Is gender a factor, men versus women?
No. I have. Mm-hmm. I've taught this course, really, a couple of times in San Luis at the adult school. And I have people show up at my church, people show up at events and say, I want you to meet my new girlfriend, my new fiance, my new wife. The people who do it and are serious about it land themselves a mate.
21 days to the love of your life. K Kak Young from Cambria on this broadcast. We'll talk more when we continue. You're listening to News Talk 920 KVEC. It's the Dave Congleton Show. At the bottom of the hour, we are back with author, heart consultant. Can we call you that?
That's good.
I like that. Kak Young. We love when Kak comes down from Cambria. She's got a couple books out. One we're talking about at the beginning here is 21 Days to the Love of Your Life. Is there a name for the system? Is it just the 21-day system?
Yeah, it's the 21 Days to the Love of Your Life system.
So, make sure I understand the premise. It's about if you're going to go out and search for that relationship, you've got to spend some time with yourself first.
I believe you do.
21 days.
If you want to go out onto the sea of love, you really have to patch your leaky boat before you go out there.
I like that. And you wanted to make the comparison to pizza.
Well, I came up with a concept about what dating is all about and what attracting a mate is all about. And we lose confidence sometimes as women, sometimes as men, and we think we're not good enough or we think we don't know what we want. But I like to say that it's like ordering a pizza. When you know what you want, we all know what we want on a pizza. Some of us like pepperoni. Some of us like anchovies. Some of us don't. You either want double cheese or not. So when you know what you're going to order on the pizza, you have no insecurity about that. Then you take an action. You pick up the phone and you call the pizza person and you say, I would like a so whatever size you want,
right.
You tell them what the toppings are, and you're reasonably sure that it's going to show up the way you ordered it. Then the confidence part comes in because you know that they're going to deliver it. That's their job. So if we can trust a pizza person to bring us the pizza to our door that we have specified what we want, then we can also trust the world of romance to bring us the mate that we want because we've been specific.
Or you can find a pizza delivery person who's single and you got the best of both worlds.
Well, you see, look how great you are.
And a pizza.
Okay, so now we're going to open a pizzeria for a dating pizzeria.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Okay, we're in business, Dave.
That's not a bad idea. Kak Young on this broadcast. But don't our desires for dating change as we get older? It can't be the same when we're dating in college versus when we're our age now. Aren't we looking for different things?
Well, I think as we change, yes, we do. And okay. I think some people go through crises and they want to date somebody younger. They're all the Hollywood movies about these various stories. But I really believe that we are raised with a fantasy that we need to fall in love. Well, falling is dangerous. Stuff can break. Yeah. So I like to put something together where we consciously go out into the dating world and become attractive to the person that we are seeking. And so the more specific we are, the harder the work we've done, the better we are. I talked to an agent once years and years ago in Hollywood who advised young people getting into the business. The first thing that you do is clear out your own baggage. Because there's no room for that when you're working on projects. You can't bring all that stuff to the project. And the same thing for dating. You need to clear yourself up, get rid of your insecurities, and so that you become a relationship magnet when you go out there into that world.
I know you heard we had the conversation with Leah Katona.
Yes, I love that show.
What were your reaction to her? Her arguments.
Well, I think that her book is second to my process. I loved the body language identification. I loved when she talked about people being insecure and not knowing how to read people. That's a byproduct of what our society is doing in the younger generation. They text. They don't talk. So what I suggest you do, and when you've completed the process, you email me, and then I give you a bunch of stuff to do. It's called Beyond the 22nd Day, ways to change the ways that you've been operating in the past so that you really can foster a good relationship. And one of the tips is don't go to a movie with somebody that you're dating.
Don't go to a movie with someone that you're dating.
Right.
Why?
It's a waste of time. You
Why?
Want to engage that person in conversation. You want to get to know them. And at the end of the time, spending time with anybody, your answer or the question that you should ask yourself is, what did I learn about this person?
You're taking all the fun out of it, Kak.
It's not, no.
You're making this like a science.
It's It's productive. Do you want to get married and then get divorced because you didn't have enough information about the person?
I've been both.
Okay.
And being married is far superior than being divorced.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. And I was married once, and I was not specific enough when it came to, did he have a job? Yeah. He was not employed, and so he figured that I was his source of revenue, and that was fine with him. My fault. I didn't check it out.
Is there a problem with that?
Not,
Craig's got a solution. Craig, what do you do on a date, or what did you do on a date?
My first date is always bowling because it gives you a chance to interact. It gives you a chance to compete. It gives you a chance to talk, and if the date's going really well, you can do the old, here, let me help you with that. And if it's not, then you can just have fun bowling. It's a fun way to interact and have something to do while you're getting to know each other. I never do a movie on a first date, not even like the first month of dating. It's always bowling or playing pool. Some kind of activity where we can compete and play together, and I can see if they're a sore loser, or I can be gentlemanly and let them win, or they can legitimately win because I'm not that good of a bowler. But it's a good way to get to know somebody when you're hanging out informally like that. And another thing I do is not just dating, but you're saying the guy thought you were going to be the breadwinner. Well, I'm dating a girl or married to a girl who's a student, so that way I know she's going to get a good job, and then I can retire as soon as she graduates.
And good luck
and
with
no
that.
Alone.
That's the plan.
No student loans.
But bowling, movie is just a horrible first date idea. Anything where it's going to be where you can't talk.
Exactly. All you're going to know is whether they take butter on their popcorn or not. You're not going to know much about their heart, their soul, and their core values.
Or if you agree on movies.
Or
if you agree on the movie.
Well, if you agree on the but
if you like the same movies.
How do you know who's lying about that? You know? Okay. How do you know?
Kak Young on this broadcast. She's got a couple books out. We're talking about 21 Days to the Love of Your Life. How do I get this book, Kak?
Well, you can go to my website, which is 21dayslove.com, or you can go type in the full name, 21daystotheloveofyourlife.com, or it's on Amazon. Now, the workbook and the book are on my website, but the book itself is on Amazon.
I'll let you explain the workbook when we come back. Here is California Headline News, and then Craig has traffic, Scott Taylor has weather, and we'll continue our conversation with CAC. I'm Dave Congleton. We're live. We're local. We're Hometown Radio. This is Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. It is the Dave Congleton Show. Spending the first hour with author, presenter, chef, all-around interesting person, Kak Young, all the way down from Cambria. One of the books we're talking about is 21 Days to the Love of Your Life. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I do. And then I believe that you follow it up by asking a lot of questions, getting to know the person, and making sure. Sometimes love at first sight is just animal attraction.
I was going to say, is it love at first sight or just attraction?
Well, it can be lust at first sight as well. But attraction is definitely there. Now you have to find out what kind, because life changes. There's a lot of challenges that come up. And you want a partner in your life that's going to weather those storms with you and celebrate the great days.
But I come back to my point, Kak, that what I wanted in a relationship at 21 is not what I want at 62. My needs have changed over the years.
Absolutely. And I think your taste in cars changed. How you dress changes. So as your life evolves, you're going to find that yourself more compatible with different types of people and things. Now, I'm not suggesting that you trade in the old model, but I'm thinking that if you pick correctly when you're young enough and you have compatible values and core values and you share the same focus in life, then you're going to be able to weather the storms, and people are going to, like a rubber band, you're going to be able to expand and come back together. But the core values, the core parts of your relationship never change.
Of the 21-day process, what's the biggest challenge in there? What's the big obstacle people have to overcome? Is it their willingness to do introspective searching?
I think it's the discipline, because the rule is if you skip a day, you have to go back and start on day one again. Because what happens neurologically to you is that if you skip a day, your brain doesn't fill in those parts. You need to keep the repetition. It has to be 21 consecutive days. Now, I've watched it fall apart for people, and I've watched them start over, and I've watched it be successful. But The 21 days is a real thing. And when you immerse yourself in this and you're willing to do it, it's only 3 weeks out of your life for the rest of your life. It's a very small amount of time you put in to discovering yourself so that you can go out there and attract, not fall for, but attract the right person.
There's a great article in the New York Times, I should have accessed it, where they have scientists have studied the brain of people who have fallen in love. And there are very distinct brain patterns when you sense love for another person.
Absolutely.
There's some scientific basis for it.
Yeah, and it also goes over into compassion, because when you are feeling compassionate for a person or connected, yes, you have a lot of endorphins that that trigger emotions for you and also make you feel better. Also, it helps your heart health. Love is a good thing for the physical body and for your heart on every level.
Yeah. Well, they say that people who are in relationships live longer than people who are alone.
Well, in happy relationships,
yeah,
yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, that's true.
If you're in a positive relationship, you're going to live longer than if you're alone.
I believe that is correct. That has been my finding, too. And I also think that when you surround yourself with a person that loves you and you love back, that exchange is a third entity. So there's really three of you in the relationship.
Meaning?
You, the other person, and the relationship itself. There's three energies. There's three entities that are giving you support in your life. And there's nothing better than having somebody check on you because they care about what happens to you.
Yeah. But now what if you can't find, what if you do the 21-day thing and you come up with all this criteria and nobody meets that criteria? Do you compromise? Well, what about somebody who's a liberal like I am, and then you find a woman that you really like or a man or whatever, and it turns out they're conservative?
Well, that might make for really interesting conversations. It depends on how that affects your life.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to talk about politics then. How about different religions? I mean, yeah. I've known a vegetarian who married a hunter, but they had to have some neutral rooms where he didn't hang his elk heads to keep her feeling good. And they're fine. They just know that that's something that they don't share.
So for people just tuning in, Kak Young, the author of 21 Days to the Love of Your Life, this system that has been devised, how successful has this been for you? Repeat the numbers, please.
Well, Dave, there's 100% success of people who follow this process to the letter, do the 21 days, and then take action. And I send them the 22nd day and beyond when they've completed the process, because there's something very fun that happens. You journal this out, you write for 21 days, you get everything down in a positive, affirming way.
Well, wasn't the number like 60 couples that you know of?
60 couples that I know of have gotten married because of doing this process, men and women alike, and same-sex marriages.
Now, what's with the workbook? What do you have to do with the workbook?
The workbook just makes it easier for you. You don't have to buy it in order to do the system, because it's all laid out in the book. But the workbook, I've done the work for you. It's a journal. It makes it handy for you. You could just use it. And there are tips and encouragements all the way through the workbook to help you get through the days when you say, I want to throw this out the window. I'm bored. I can't possibly think of anything else to write. And on that day, you just flip the page, you get a little encouragement, and you keep going.
Introspection is difficult, isn't it? Because you have to think about your life.
Yes, it is.
Where you've screwed up, what you could have done differently. Wow.
And it gets you clear. I've had people say, thank you for this course. I know for sure that I don't want a relationship. I'm not ready for one. But when I do, I'll do the course again. But they learned a lot about themselves, and that is the self-examined life. That's worth living.
Yeah, even if you don't end up in a relationship, just the introspection would help.
It is. It's a very healing process. It's very good for the soul. And I think people who say, oh, I can't find anybody, or all the great ones are gay, or they're all married, I want them to look in the mirror and say, why not me?
But I tell you the same thing that I said with Leah Katona, at least on the Central Coast CAC, there does seem to be a disparity, at least in my world, of available women to available men.
Maybe they're not going to the right places.
Like?
Hey, if you want to hang out at Starbucks and think you're going to meet a guy, if you're looking for a man, maybe you want to go to the boatyard because that's where guys go. So you're going to have to change the places that you frequent if you want to find the eligible people who are also looking for a relationship and a mate. And it doesn't matter if that's, as I repeat, you know, same sex or heterosexual couples. You can find a mate no matter where you are. And again, why not you? Somebody may find that person. Why shouldn't it be you?
I love her enthusiasm. Author Kat Young back on this broadcast. We'll come back for a final segment on News Talk 920 KVEC. Glad to have you with us on Hometown Radio. We're in our final segment with Cambria author Kat Young. 21 Days to the Love of Your Life is one of her many books. Now, we've also been here before talking about Heart Easy. How's that doing?
It's doing very well. February is Heart Month, so there's been a lot of interviews, a lot of calls.
I should put a plug in for that. Because that really stems from your heart attack and how that changed your life.
It does. In fact, all of my books have something to do with a pivot in my life that I felt compelled to write about. And when I did have a heart attack in 2006, I was caught off guard like many people are.
Right.
The thought I was eating right, I wasn't overweight, but I had to change a lot of things in my life to really get my heart functioning well.
What did you have for lunch today?
For lunch, I had some apple slices and some nuts and raisins.
That's it?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't know if that was the question. What did you have for lunch?
That was lunch.
Really?
That was lunch. But I am going home, and I'm going to make a heart-healthy pizza tonight.
What's a heart-healthy pizza?
Heart-healthy pizza is a multi-grain crust with soy cheese and maybe a little light mozzarella cheese, very lean chicken, vegetables. I use a lot of carrots and a very low-sodium marinara or pizza sauce that I put down. And, again, I use very little amounts, but it's gorgeous.
Sorry. You put carrots on a pizza?
Yes. Carrots. I grate carrots and put carrots, broccoli, onions, anything. I've put squash on a pizza before.
Squash?
Yes.
It's supposed to be pizza.
I know. Hey, my pizza, your pizza.
Yeah. Obviously, it's made a difference in your life. We can't argue with that.
It totally has. And my doctor calls me the poster child for heart health now because I took it seriously. And I said,
I think you took it more than seriously, Kat.
Well, I wanted to help other people. If I felt dumb, I thought, wow, I considered myself pretty smart. But 43% of Americans think they're eating right, and they're not.
Now, see, I know I'm not, but I'm not quite sure what to do about it. I mean, I know what I'm supposed to do, but it's getting my mind a 21-day thing. It's how do I get my mind to realize that I'm not taking care of myself and I need to do something.
Well, exactly. In 21 days, maybe that's our next business, Dave. We've already got one, pizza and dating. Now, maybe we can do 21 days to heart health. Well, I think the keys are to read labels. I call it the 5 R's of heart easy, heart health. Read the labels. Reduce fats, sugars, and salts. Return to fresh fruits and vegetables, even on a pizza. Regularly exercise. That is the key to working your heart pump and keeping it exercised. And the 5th one is to revel occasionally, but only do it once.
Does that mean sex?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
I don't know.
Sex is good for you.
I guess. That's what I hear. What was number 4? I'm sorry.
Number 4 was regularly exercise.
Okay. Now talk about your exercise program.
Well, I do 4 things. I exercise on the treadmill. I do cardio 4 times a week. I'm also enrolled in Aikido with Mary Tesoro. And I also
Isn't she the best?
She's the best.
Please give her my regards.
I will.
I love Mary Tesoro.
Mary Tesoro is the best Aikido teacher around.
Don't mess with her.
Mess with her. And she's teaching at the slow adult school.
Okay.
So that's. And then I also do Qigong. I'm becoming a certified instructor in Qigong.
What is that?
Qigong is like a Tai Chi, but it's a little bit deeper and a little bit more meditative. And I am studying medical Qigong. So that I'll be able to help people live a longer life and sustain their energy and balance. It's all about balance. As the aging community knows, a hip fall is not a good thing.
How do I maintain energy? Because my energy lately is inconsistent.
Okay, you got to do it 2 ways. You got to do it through like Qigong, and you've got to do it through eating right. You cannot have a bunch of stuff that spikes your insulin and then takes you down. You've got to even out what you eat. That's why I had apple slices and nuts and raisins for lunch.
I had green curry for dinner last night, and I had an Asian chicken salad for lunch.
That's pretty good. What kind of dressing did you put on it?
Whatever the restaurant had.
Okay, so that's what you do is you take your own dressing with you.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You take your own dressing. That's not so much sugar. Those things are laden with sugar and cheap oil. It's cheap oil and expensive sugar, and they mix it together and they throw a little flavoring.
If I got to bring food, why don't I just eat at home?
Well, that's what I do. That's what I do. But Trader Joe's has a little sesame ginger dressing. You take it in a little container. It's low sugar and it's low fat. You can take that with you, and it's the best Asian salad you'll have.
But isn't the key eating at home as much as you can?
Well, have control of your food.
Yeah.
Know what you're putting in your body, because nobody else cares about how you live but yourself.
Mm.
Cynical it may be, but that's what I found to be true.
All right, so the full title is Heart Easy?
Heart Easy, the Food Lover's Guide.
And also
to Healthy Eating.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Heart Easy.
Yes. The Food Lover's Guide to Heart Healthy Eating, the Easy Way.
There you go. And then the other book is 21 Days to the Love of Your Life, CAC, K-A-C, Young. Website is?
For Heart Easy, it's www.hearteasy. It's also available in some bookstores. And 21dayslove.com is for 21 days to the love of your life.
Can't you just get like cacyoung.com?
Yes, I do have cacyoung.com, and we're working on the cart right now.
All right. Cac, always good to see you. Thanks for coming down. Final thoughts, please.
Thank you, Dave, so much for supporting local authors, for your love of the written word, and for helping us all communicate what it is we are passionate about and getting it out into the world. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Cac. That's nice of you to say. I'm just trying to get the idea of a carrot pizza out of my mind.
I'll bring you one.
Craig, have you ever eaten carrots on pizza?
No, not unless they fell from my wife's salad over onto the slice.
Then you guys are in for a treat.
No, I'm good.
Well, you're coming in March.
I am.
I'll be gone, but buy him some carrots on a pizza.
All right.
What a coincidence. You happen to be gone.
Thank you, Craig. News, traffic, weather. Tim Matson up next saying hi from Sacramento.